Talk a little bit about the day Jackson Pollock became a Christian from 1974. What do you remember about working on that piece?
What I remember is even before it started, I went to a man who's passed now. His name was Carl Soucy. He made our frames, and then we stretched the canvas on it. And he made it. He said he wanted to be imposing. And to this day, I look at it, it's still imposing, that piece, the size of it. It's not square, excuse me, but it's not. But when I started it, it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, the day Jackson Pollock
yes.
became a Christian.
Yes.
Because a lot of people think it's a drip, but if you look at it with your eyes kind of closed, it's not the drip. There's a series of, what I want to call them, like shadow people that are based in there that you won't see unless you, if I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody thinks it's a drip, but I didn't drip a lot. I put those in there, and then I didn't fear putting a buckskin cross in there because what it talked about was that Jackson Pollock became a Christian, and I put the buckskin cross in there for Native Americans, and then I drew some paint on there and put it on there, as well as additional crosses, and I think there are dots up on our top. But the color itself has a real richness, a real organic feel. That's what I wanted, was that richness and organic. And it was, you know, kind of a, I don't want to say anti-Dorothy Dunn, anti-everything. I mean, other people were doing it. Other people did it before me. But that piece is a real strong piece. And they say it's salt in there. I thought it was sand, but I don't remember. But it has a very organic shape to it. And that's what I wanted it done. If you look at it, it's not just over and over and over. It's very stylized, and the richness stands out even to this day.